The Hammer Band has provided free music lessons to over 5,000 children in less prosperous neighborhoods in the GTA. And we all know that music education is often the first element to go when governments are playing around with budgets. And future of music education continues to be a question mark here in this province. What we do know is that children who learn to play an instrument and perform together learn important life skills, teamwork, resilience. Studies show that music education has many benefits, improved academic performance. More than 5,000 students have already participated in the Hammer Band. Today, the program is available in 40 Toronto public schools and growing. Moshe Hammer is a wonderful violinist and the man behind the Hammer Band, and he's here to talk about the past, present, and future of this organization, and I say welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you, Mark?
I'm very good. Great to have you here. And before we get to the Hammer Band, I want to remind everybody that we can watch you every Friday night, 8:30 p.m. on Vision TV on your all-time classic hit parade. And it looks like you folks are having a lot of fun on that program.
It's wonderful. It truly is wonderful. And I have a special persona on this show. I usually wear a nice hat and I wear my glasses and a vest, no jacket. So...
And you find room for the violin in all these amazing pop performances, which is sort of interesting.
It's wonderful. It is wonderful to play Mozart as well as Irving Berlin. So
it's one thing to be upset about the state of music education. It's another to actually do something about it. And that's precisely what happened. What happened 11 years ago that made you decide to start this Hammer Band?
The Hammer Band came out after the infamous Summer of the Gun in 2005.
Yeah.
And I had to do something about it because I couldn't sleep with the idea that teenagers were carrying guns and shooting at each other almost daily. So I came up with an idea that I will start doing something about it and invite kids to stay away from the street, so to speak.
Yeah.
I decided to invite kids to stay home and practice a few minutes every day.
And how did you start? You had one school, maybe?
I went into a school and met a lovely principal, and I said, would you be interested in a violin class in your school? And she said, how much will it cost? And I said, it's free. She says, can you start next week? And that's how we started. One school with 20 kids, and as you mentioned, we have over 1,000 kids this year. By the time we finish our classes in May of 2019, there will be over 6,000 kids that have been through the program, which is quite amazing. I have to pinch myself sometimes.
Available in 40 Toronto public schools and growing, and there's a waiting list.
There is definitely a waiting list, and wonderful news, we just added a high school in the Catholic School Board. Our first foray into that board. And then we started a school in Durham, in Ajax. So we definitely are spreading our wings.
What would you like to see happen going forward? I guess in some ways you wish you didn't have to provide this at all, but with music education being, you know, we all know that music education is one of the first elements to go. When these budget cuts happen.
Unfortunately. It happened 25 years ago with Premier Harris. Uh-huh. He cut music literally to the bone. And with the cuts that the present administration just introduced, I doubt that we are ever going to have music in our primary schools in the province of Ontario, which is a very sad situation.
And it's one thing because we look at people of a certain status and in a certain strata of income, and they're able to afford lessons and what have you, but it's often the kids that have lesser means that miss out on this education.
Unfortunately, that always is the truth.
Yeah.
There are 150,000 kids in Toronto who live in poverty. And a city as wealthy as Toronto, I feel a bit sad about that, more than a bit, quite sad. And as you mentioned, it's usually the people who cannot afford it that suffer the most.
Right.
And that's what we are offering. We give these kids an opportunity. We aim to level the playing field between the haves and have-nots.
I really have to say it is tremendous when you think about 40-plus schools, 6,000 kids who've been through the program. You have to be very pleased with what you've been able to accomplish.
I truly pinch myself with a big smile when that happens.
And I'll say personally, because I really believe in it, I don't think my life would be the same without music education. It was very, very important in my life, right in the typical public school fashion. And so thank you, Moshe Hammer, for being a patriot of music, for standing up for it.
Thank you. And I wanted to ask everyone to help us. To give you an example, a violin costs $250. Mm-hmm. And I do need your help. Imagine we have 1,000 violins and we'll need more very soon.
Very good. So for more information, this is how you donate to the Hammer Band, thehammerband.com. Very easy to remember. You just head there. You can learn all about the project, and that is where you can donate as well. Thank you again.
It's a pleasure.
You're listening to the New Classical FM.